Now turn to part four. You'll hear an interview with a woman called Amanda Nixon, who works as a firefighter. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Amanda Nixon has been a firefighter for 10 years and a crew manager in charge of a team of 7 firefighters for the last 3 years. How did you get into this kind of work, Amanda?
A friend of mine mentioned it and said her husband had just started. So I suggested it to my husband, but he wasn't interested. When I saw my friend a few days later, she actually joked about me applying. So I wrote down a list of my strengths and weaknesses and found I was quite suited to the job. The only weakness I could come up with was the fact that I'm a woman, and that wasn't going to put me off.
But presumably you had some training.
Oh, yes. The course was pretty tough. On the last day, I was expected to carry one of my colleagues out of a 3-storey building down a ladder, but the lightest person there was at least 85 kilos. I didn't manage it on my first attempt, despite the guy trying his best to make it easier for me, but when I realised that if I didn't do it, that would be it, I just found something extra from somewhere. It was great to get through.
How do firefighters deal with all the emotions you must have after dealing with an emergency?
Well, I don't think about it until it's over. Learning to stay calm comes with experience. I mean, some of the things we have to do are not what you want to see, but you have to get on with it. Some people like to talk things through with colleagues back at the station, but not me. I'd rather keep any anxieties I have to myself. It's nice to get home and put it all behind you. But I have to be careful not to get rid of all my emotions on my family.
And of course, you have the demands of working day and night shifts, don't you?
Yes. Scheduled duty nights are from 5:30 p.m. to 8 in the morning. Then I'm on call 24 hours a day over Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes I get called at very inconvenient times. More than once my husband has been left in a restaurant eating by himself, which I still feel guilty about, though he seems to take it in his stride. And the last party we went to, I got called. When I arrived back 3 hours later, I'd missed all the fun, but they'd saved me some food.
What happens when you respond to a call?
Well, you have to get to the station as quickly as you can, and you never know what the emergency is. Often it's a false alarm, but you don't know that until you get there. But it makes me mad the way some people enjoy getting the fire service out just for a joke. I often have to calm my crew down as they get frustrated by it too. If it's 2 in the morning, that's even worse. I may only be away for an hour, but I can't get back to sleep when I get home, so I end up having very little sometimes.
So what would you say are the good points about the job then?
Well, no 2 days are ever the same, which is great. For instance, I've just been on an advanced refresher course for emergency driving, which I got a big thrill out of. But the real satisfaction comes from knowing that you're doing something worthwhile. There's a fantastic sense of achievement, knowing that you're highly trained to save someone's life. And people say it's made me a more confident person too.
So how do you see your future?
Probably I'll be used more in the office, coordinating the crews rather than going out on the jobs. I think that's inevitable as I get older, but I hope it doesn't come too soon. The other route, which I'd rather take, is to do something with new recruits. Help them really get to grips with the job. I can't see myself leaving the service and starting another career, but you never know, I suppose.
Amanda, thanks for talking to us today.
Now you'll hear part four again.
Amanda Nixon has been a firefighter for 10 years and a crew manager in charge of a team of 7 firefighters for the last 3 years. How did you get into this kind of work, Amanda?
A friend of mine mentioned it and said her husband had just started, so I suggested it to my husband, but he wasn't interested. When I saw my friend a few days later, she actually joked about me applying. So I wrote down a list of my strengths and weaknesses and found I was quite suited to the job. The only weakness I could come up with was the fact that I'm a woman, and that wasn't going to put me off.
But presumably you had some training.
Oh, yes. The course was pretty tough. On the last day, I was expected to carry one of my colleagues out of a 3-storey building down a ladder, but the lightest person there was at least 85 kilos. I didn't manage it on my first attempt, despite the guy trying his best to make it easier for me, but when I realised that if I didn't do it, that would be it, I just found something extra from somewhere. It was great to get through.
How do firefighters deal with all the emotions you must have after dealing with an emergency?
Well, I don't think about it until it's over. Learning to stay calm comes with experience. I mean, some of the things we have to do are not what you want to see, but you have to get on with it. Some people like to talk things through with colleagues back at the station, but not me. I'd rather keep any anxieties I have to myself. It's nice to get home and put it all behind you, but I have to be careful not to get rid of all my emotions on my family.
And, of course, you have the demands of working day and night shifts, don't you?
Yes. Scheduled duty nights are from 5:30pm to 8 in the morning. Then I'm on call 24 hours a day over Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes I get called at very inconvenient times. More than once my husband has been left in a restaurant eating by himself, which I still feel guilty about, though he seems to take it in his stride. And the last party we went to, I got called. When I arrived back 3 hours later, I'd missed all the fun, but they'd saved me some food.
What happens when you respond to a call?
Well, you have to get to the station as quickly as you can, and you never know what the emergency is. Often it's a false alarm, but you don't know that until you get there. But it makes me mad the way some people enjoy getting the fire service out just for a joke. I often have to calm my crew down as they get frustrated by it too. If it's 2 in the morning, that's even worse. I may only be away for an hour, but I can't get back to sleep when I get home, so I end up having very little sometimes.
So what would you say are the good points about the job then?
Well, no 2 days are ever the same, which is great. For instance, I've just been on an advanced refresher course for emergency driving, which I got a big thrill out of. But the real satisfaction comes from knowing that you're doing something worthwhile. There's a fantastic sense of achievement, knowing that you're highly trained to save someone's life. And people say it's made me a more confident person too.
So, how do you see your future?
Probably I'll be used more in the office, coordinating the crews rather than going out on the jobs. I think that's inevitable as I get older, but I hope it doesn't come too soon. The other route, which I'd rather take, is to do something with new recruits. Help them really get to grips with the job. I can't see myself leaving the service and starting another career, but you never know, I suppose.
Amanda, thanks for talking to us today.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.